This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 60 days ago. The name of the company is Tego Cyber Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TGCB. They're out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Look them up if you want to. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have her. She's the CEO of the company, Ms. Shannon Wilkinson. Shannon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Tell us about your company. I know you guys are getting ready to launch your big products here in the next 60 or 90 days for commercial use. But how did you get there, and what are you guys excited about over there?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we are headquartered and located in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we're incorporated. Tego Cyber really created to capitalize on the emerging cyber threat intelligence market, which is part of the overall cybersecurity industry. But what we saw through our management and founding team's experiences was that there are a lot of gaps out there in threat intelligence products that we're looking to fill with Tego's threat intelligence platform, and just allowing cybersecurity operations teams to really get the data that they need to make timely, informed decisions and not have to spend a lot of time searching for the information that they need when an incident occurs within their environment.
If you would, maybe describe your products and how you intend to taking them to the marketplace.
Yeah, so Tego Cyber, primarily our product is the Tego Threat Intelligence Platform. And what the platform does is it takes in vetted and curated threat data from a variety of different sources. And what I mean by vetted and curated is that not all threat data is created equally. So our team actually goes through, analyzes the data source before we integrate it into our platform to make sure that we're passing on the best information and data to our clients. Then our platform uses a proprietary process where we compile the data, we analyze it, we deduplicate it, and then we add additional context to the threat data before we send that on to our clients. And the additional context that we add are really the details that the security operations team need to counteract and identify threats and have the information in their hands so that they can spend less time looking for disparate information out there on the internet when they have an incident. One of the things that we're also doing that's a little bit different is that we are integrating our threat intelligence platform into SIM products, such as our first integration is with the Splunk SIM, market leader in platforms of data warehousing and log aggregation. And we're allowing our customers basically to pull our threat data into Splunk and use their existing investment in Splunk. We're not asking them to come out to our platform to log in and get their information. We're feeding all that information into Splunk so they can see that. We also have targets of about 9 other SIM platforms like Elastic, Devo, IBM Key Radar, AT&T Cybersecurity, formerly known as Alien Vault, just to name a few, that we will be integrating to in the future.
Your platform, that's the TTIP, is that correct?
Yeah, they abbreviate TTP. TTIP, Tego Threat Intelligence Platform.
You know, when I was looking up your company and doing a little bit of research before you came on the show, you know, cybersecurity, you never think about it, but it's currently worth around $173 billion invested into that market space. And there's a projection by 2026 to go to $270 billion. That being said, what part of that market share do you think you guys are going to be able to take away?
One of the nice things about Tego is that we're not creating our own standalone customer base. We're building on the existing customer bases of, let's say, our first integration of Splunk. So Splunk has about 15,000 clients worldwide, and we would love to capture maybe 1% of that market. And, you know, so with Splunk's customer base and everything, we're looking at, you know, revenues. We do an annual licensing fee of about $75,000 per year. And, you know, with our product launch coming up in a couple months, we're looking, you know, to capture like about 0.5% in the first year, to bring in revenues of about $7.5 million in our first year of operations of being commercially available.
And what was that number again of revenues? Why you think projected wise?
About $7.5 million. We're targeting to bring on about 100 customers in our first year.
Yeah, I see that. Management, you know, I always tell everybody when they say, hey, how do I find a good penny stock? I said, always look at management. Tell me about your management team.
So we have the co-founding team, which is myself. I come from a software development background, started my career out with the United Nations doing software development, moved into actually managing development teams and software architecture with the United Nations. And in the peacekeeping mission for the United Nations, I actually met my husband, Troy Wilkinson, who was seconded to the U.S. State Department to do forensic investigations. So we met over in the peacekeeping mission, got married, started our family, came back to the U.S. After we decided the peacekeeping operations weren't the best place to raise a young family. So when we came back to Las Vegas, we worked for various technology companies, and the two of us actually saw that there was a gap for small to medium businesses. So we decided to found a cybersecurity company in 2015 called Axiom that focused on cybersecurity solutions for small to medium businesses. We exited that to private equity in mid-2019, and Troy got a fantastic job. He's the head of cybersecurity global operations for Fortune 300 now. But I wanted to continue the entrepreneurial journey, so I said, you know, will you help me co-found this company, and let's go find some great people to work with. So we co-founded the company, and then we added also Michael De Valera, who is a technologist out of New York City. He has over 25 years of experience in technology and cybersecurity. And then just last month, we were very happy to announce that Chris White, the deputy CISO and global head of security operations for Interpublic Group of Companies, joined our board as well. Chris is a former Air Force technologist. He built the managed security practice for Ernst Young, and comes to us with over 30 years of experience in cybersecurity. So we have a very experienced team with a great network that comes with them.
What do you think makes Tego Cyber so unique?
Well, there's a lot of things. Of course, our solution and our technology. Of course, our management team is, you know, greatly experienced. You know, we're also building on the existing customer base. So, like I said, we're not having to go out and create our own customer base. Our solution is also built to scale very quickly with low cost to the company for growing exponentially. So I think those are just a couple of the differentiators that Tego brings.
And if investors that are listening to the show, they wanted to find out more about your company or how to invest in your company, how could they do that?
Yeah, so you can reach out to us through our website, tegocyber.com. We're also on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn as Tego Cyber on each of those platforms. We just recently also engaged Crescendo Communications to do our investor relations.
I saw that. Yeah, it came out yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, so we're very happy to partner with them to really be able to quickly give information out to anybody who is interested in Tego Cyber. And, of course, you can always call our offices at 855-939-0100.
Shannon, your stock's around 75 cents a share. That being said, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Just really to let people know that Tego is out there. We've only been trading for about 3 weeks. So, you know, it's a very tightly held stock right now. But we want to get the word out there to let people know about Tego and let them know that the opportunity is there. And if they'd like more information, please reach out to us.
My guest today has been Ms. Shannon Wilkinson. She is the CEO of Tego Cyber, Inc. If you want to get on a ground floor of a great technology company, I brought you a lot of great companies, but I got a feeling this one is going to take off here in the next 3 or 4 quarters. And you can find them on the OTCQB. under the ticker symbol TGCB. Shannon, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.